The Atlantic City Boardwalk. Young women from New York, Detroit, from as far away as Gainesville, Florida, and Bancroft, Iowa. All members of the Women's Liberation Movement. And what are they liberating themselves from? Brassieres and high heels. Female appurtenances that they think mark them as women who accept an ideal of femininity dictated by men. An ideal that somehow makes them slaves. And now many of the women who took part in that demonstration a year and a half ago have become radical feminists. Now they not only reject the casual trappings of what they see as their oppression by men, they want to transform the whole relationship between men and women.
It's so creative, making cookies for your spouse. It's so creative, pushing mops around the house. I consider it a pleasure.
A feminist repertory theater in New York City, a kind of political cabaret designed to show women the reality of their condition.
It's so creative, making cookies, 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 cookies. It's my natural habitat. Hello, Herman? Would you come home and eat your cookies?
Here's another radical New York group called the Feminists. They're small in number, 50 or so young women within the overall women's rights movement that numbers perhaps 5,000 across the country. But the feminists are radical to the point where most of them exclude any relationship with a man. And this small segment of the movement insists that exclusion is justified. They talked with CBS News correspondent Panchita Pierce.
And men are the oppressors, they're powerful. Women are subordinate, powerless, and this is throughout the world. Now, women are property that are exchanged among these men. They marry certain women. But this is where, you know, power comes into it. I mean, upper-class men oppress both men and they oppress women. Every man oppresses women. I mean, they have the chance to oppress the women they marry, their daughters.
Looking kind of beyond that, then it would suggest that you would want a complete change in society.
Definitely.
Class change.
Definitely. Mm-hmm.
And when you get right down to it, these radicals say, that class change means that the institution of marriage must go, if only because it seems to be going anyway.
I think marriage and the family are doing a great job destroying themselves, so feminism doesn't have much of a job to do.
What will take the place?
I don't think anything will replace it except sisterhood among women, that there'll be a great alliance. Women will discover each other as human
beings. Will they turn to women instead of men then?
As friends, as sisters, as rebels, as fighters in a revolution that they all, which they all share. Yes.
But if they want more, just answering to their nature as a woman, if they want love.
Well, there's nothing to say that the true nature of woman needs love any more than any other. We don't know what love is. It's just a phony word. It has no real definition. I think that whole concept has to be thrown out and redefined, and it won't be redefined until after the revolution.
If you had equality between men and women, you couldn't have marriage. Just like people say, well, couldn't we get rid of the bad things about marriage? Couldn't you have gotten rid of the bad things about slavery still have slavery? No, I mean, it sounds crazy.
What would you substitute? Let's say...
What do you substitute for cancer?
It's not the same.
Well, I think it is. What do you
people
substitute for slavery?
People tend to want to
it's
live without cancer. I'm not sure that all women would want to live
Stick
without
around.
Marriage.
Even the moderates within the women's rights movement say that the revolution must certainly include the liberalization of abortion laws written by men. Laws that keep women in bondage with children they don't want. To drive this point home, the feminist repertory theater turns the tables. A male character is made pregnant, so he can feel what it's like, and women doctors decide his fate.
Maintain the pregnancy. How dare you make that statement to me?
I dare. There is a human life involved, after all.
Oh, there is a human life involved. You insane creature, I'm fully aware there is a human life involved. My human life.
Shulamith Firestone, a member of another New York group called the Radical Feminists. She argues that women should not have to bear the burden of pregnancy, that there should be more research leading toward birth outside a woman's body, the so-called bottled baby.
pregnancy hurts. You know, it's really not, it's not very pleasant. You get distorted, you know, your body gets messed up. I mean, it's, I think people haven't said this before, but, you know, pregnancy is barbaric. I think that if you have an option, you know, for artificial reproduction, it's going to make a tremendous difference in the kinds of institutions we have.
That, of course, is one of the most radical visions of feminism. The moderates simply want equal pay and equal job opportunities for women, as well as repeal of abortion laws and more daycare centers for their children. So far, the women's rights movement has had one fundamental problem. Not so much to persuade men, but to convince the majority of American women that there is something basically wrong with their position in life. In any case, moderates and radicals alike insist that the battle has only begun, and that the 1970s will see that battle won with or without the help of men.
There'll be men upon their knees to us and begging for their lives, and some will spare and some will not, for justice is our night. There'll be judo and karate and a rifle for each wife, for it's liberation time. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah, glory, glory, hallelujah, it's liberation time. The oppressor will grow weary and will wish equality. We will give it, if we give it, when abortions can be free. If the men, including Mailer, join the men's auxiliary, we'll let glory, hallelujah, glory, glory, hallelujah, glory.